Allergies can be more than an annoyance. For some people, they can be life-threatening. Until now, the only way to treat allergies was to avoid the trigger or undergo a long course of allergy shots, which don't work for everyone. Now, scientists have come up with a neat trick to tag allergens with a kind of white flag that tells the overexcited immune system to back off. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
Claudine Abaid used to have a cat. Now she has cat allergies.
It makes it hard, like you'll go to somebody's house for dinner and you realize they have a cat and it just ruins the rest of your night. You can't breathe, your eyes are all puffy and red, and you're sneezing, and it's just really uncomfortable.
So every week she goes to her doctor's office and gets a cat protein injected into her arm. The idea is that her immune system will get accustomed to this allergen and stop reacting. The first shots carry a tiny dose, but that dose gradually goes up.
All done.
All done.
That was fast.
Well.
The whole process could take years. Abaid, a temporary worker for NPR, also says the shots occasionally provoke a bad reaction. Once, her arm started to swell.
A couple hours later, I realized it was getting even larger, and then by the end of the night, it was like I had this big, huge lump on my arm that was like sticking through my shirt.
Andrew Saxon, an allergy researcher at the University of California, Los Angeles, says this is one reason why today's allergy shots aren't ideal.
The problem is you're giving the very thing you are potentially going to get sick from. Even if you give this right, quote, the next right dose, for that person it could be too much and they can get sick and they can have a severe allergic reaction.
This made Saxon wonder about better ways of teaching the immune system what to ignore. He knew that if an allergen could make immune cells go into red alert, the body also had to have some way of switching off that alarm.
Everything in your body that has a turn-on system has got a turn-off system. It's got to. That's how the body works.
Saxon's research suggested that one particular protein in the immune system acts as a turn-off signal for an allergic reaction. It's like a white flag that tells immune cells to calm down. So Saxon's team took this human protein and fused it with the cat protein that causes allergies.
What we did is we basically put the head of a cat on the body of a person as a protein. We made this protein that's a true mixture. It's a protein that's part cat, part human.
The idea was that when immune cells encountered this hybrid, they'd see the cat allergen along with a don't worry message. Saxon's team injected the hybrid protein into lab mice that were allergic to cats, and the mice didn't react. This suggests the cells got the message. Then the researchers exposed the mice to plain old cat allergen. Again, the mice didn't have a reaction. The results, reported in the journal Nature Medicine, suggest that the immune cells in the once allergic mice had learned to ignore the cat protein.
If that's true, and again, we've only done it in mice, and I'm the first to admit mice aren't people, you should be able to give allergy therapy with a great deal of safety rapidly. So we're talking a few months instead of years.
Marshall Plout studies allergic reactions at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says this is a clever new approach.
It potently inhibits the ability of allergic reactions to occur and therefore has promise because of that.
Plout says this strategy has particular promise for people with severe food allergies. At present, they can't be treated with shots because even a tiny dose can be fatal.
Any treatment comparable to this with food allergens might be a new approach that might be safer or more effective than what we currently have.
Saxon is already working on that idea and has started to construct hybrid proteins that contain a piece of peanut allergen. Nell Boyce, NPR News.